Good morning, good morning. This is an early one. It's going to be quick. I'm going to get straight to the point. And today I'm going to be talking about preparing to spend money for the holidays. We got major holidays coming up. You got Halloween. You got Thanksgiving. You got Christmas. You got Veterans Day. And before I get deep into it, everybody don't celebrate all the holidays. This is mainly for people that's celebrating the holidays. But you also may get a few pointers from me. Like, you know, it could help. I mean, we all want to spend our money wisely, but it could help everybody out. Like, first of all, Two, another thing, the holidays are upon us. They're coming the next 3 months, like major holidays. And some people have birthdays, so you get hit with a double whammy, especially when it's Christmas and somebody's birthday falls on Christmas. Some of us will tend to get one gift and say, that's the gift for both of your birthday and Christmas. That's what takes place in a lot of Black households. It's kind of a joke. We're making fun. Some people buy two gifts, but you're trying to get away with only giving them one gift if they have a birthday in the month of December. The gift is for a birthday and Christmas. Another thing, a lot of people will be traveling to spend time with their family during the holidays. So that's another thing we got to prepare for finances. And if you listen to my previous podcast, you know, this is one of my pointers or something that can help some of you. I mean, it's helped me. I've been doing it since I was 16. Now, if you got a bank and your bank does a Christmas Club account, you sign up for the Christmas Club account. The Christmas Club account, it may take maybe $25 out per month. And it'll take $25 out every month of your account and put it in a separate account. The only thing, you cannot take the money out. You got to just let it sit there. The 1st of December, they will give you the check. Now, I said 25 because maybe everybody don't have it like that. Or you may not want to put 25. You might want to do 5. You can start out as small as $5. By the time Christmas rolls around, you have an unexpected $60. Now, $60 may not sound like much to a lot of you, but $60 is $60. I started out putting $5 in an account when I was like 16. I was working at Overton Supermarket in Greenville, probably making $1.65 per hour. So $60 was a lot back then. And $60 may be a lot now to somebody because I don't know, everybody don't have it like that. Now, when it's the holidays and we can't really focus on, you know, Halloween is coming. If you celebrate Halloween or whatever, you don't have to throw a lot of money out there to put in your kid's costume. If you would like to do it, that's cool, but you don't have to do it. You know, if you grow up not having a lot, you have to use that mind. You have to make your costume. Yeah, you know, I remember times my mom bought me face paint or whatever. Me and my sister, we had to make our costumes. So she didn't have the finances to go out there and get us the costume that we wanted. Sometimes we did, but a lot of times we didn't. So you can get your kids to make their own. That's one of the reasons right now I'm good with my hands and making stuff. Because a lot of times my mom, like, she challenged me to do for myself, pushed me to do things. That's why it's like, as long as I got these ideas, I'll never go broke. I can make stuff. I can do stuff because And I was a, I like to read a lot too, but my mom pushed me. And Thanksgiving is coming around. You know, you don't have to spend a lot of money on Thanksgiving. It's giving thanks. Be thankful to see your family and friends or whoever. Let that be the main focus instead of trying to buy up all this food. And I say that because I'm not a foodie. I'm not big on a lot of food. I'm more happier with seeing family than eating a lot of food or going somewhere with a lot of food. That's just not me. Food has never been my thing. I'm just not a big foodie. Now, like I said, Thanksgiving, you don't have to spend a lot of money. Focus on being with family, friends that you haven't seen in a while or that you don't see on a regular basis. Celebrate that little moment. Now, Christmas is the same way. It's like, be happy. Well, I can only speak for myself. I'm happy seeing family and friends healthy and smiling. I'm not the gift thing. I mean, you could do the gift, but it's a holiday. The people buy gifts. But everybody don't celebrate Christmas. You know, I remember days in the military, it was so many different people from everywhere that Christmas was not that big. But me coming from the country, I never looked at it like that. You know, being from the country, it was always, you know, it was Jesus' birthday and you get put the tree up, gifts. But me moving away, being in a different environment, Christmas wasn't big. And people didn't really celebrate it like that. But I'm just glad to get that experience to be around different people. People from Russia, you know, people from Egypt. It's like, I like how I was around different people and how they view the world. So, they didn't really, when I was away in the military, Christmas was small because it really wasn't celebrated. But it is what it is. That's how they grew up. I respect that. Now, like I said, you could do the Christmas thing and, you know, you save a little money, Christmas club. And another good thing, the gas prices are back down, so we can save a little more money. And, you know, another holiday, Valentine's Day is rolling around. You know, if you have a loved one, someone that's special in your life, you will probably spend on that day too. Now that day, don't be cheap on that day. You gotta spend. Or if you're very creative, you can make things. Cause being creative, spending less money, is more heartfelt from your partner. I think that. When I was in a relationship, the things that I did, it was more heartfelt and I never spent a dime. Like I have so many ideas, but I just never spent a dime. But hopefully you all got something out of this. Preparing to spend for the holidays. And you know, you don't have to spend money to be excited. You don't have to spend a lot of money to be happy. It's just be happy to get to see family and friends. That's how I look at the holidays. Now me myself, I'm a giver. So I will give my family gifts. And while we're speaking on this, this is one of the most important things. It's now September. You can start buying gifts right now and you won't have a problem Christmas time. Because this is the whole thing. You don't want to go into the new year with the credit card debt. I've never went into the new year with a credit card debt because I learned early. Some of you may think that I'm cheap. I'm not cheap. I'm just small money. I'm frugal. I started buying Christmas gifts in August. That's why every year the people around me, I always have gifts for them. I don't spend a lot of money because I'm buying gifts early in the year. You can start buying gifts really in February. I've done it. I used to buy gifts, put them in a secret place, and I would tag them, put a name, and During the month of December, I started wrapping everything. So now it's September. Now is the time to jump on the sales. The Labor Day, the Columbus Day, the Black Fridays and all that. Jump on those sales. Although I don't believe Black Friday. I don't believe in that. I believe it's some BS. But you can start buying gifts right now. If you buy gifts right now, you will be good when Christmas roll around. You will be good. Trust me. And let me see. Since we're talking about money, and I don't know, a lot of you probably heard the rapper, that PNB rapper. I don't know much about him. He was killed in California, whatever. Killed in California. Now, I'm going to say like this. Yeah, he had all that jewelry on. He worked hard for it. He should be able to wear it. But you gotta know when to wear it. Or, like some people say, you check in wherever you go. I'm from a little small town. It's country. But if I'm going to go and hang out, trust and believe, I'm going to check in. Because I grew up, two of my friends got bodies under their belt right now. We're childhood friends. But if I go back to hang in my hometown, and if I'm going to be there a few hours, I'm going to check in. I'm going to see who's there. But that's just me. I don't live the type of life now that I need to check in. But when I go there, I do check in. And when I go there, I'm never trying to be too flashy. I don't wear jewelry no more. All the jewelry I had with the diamonds, I got rid of that stuff. My life changed. Once I left for the military, I got rid of all the diamonds and the gold. Now I stick to basic jewelry. But that's just something that I wanted to do. Because I don't want to go back and floss on them. But the guy, he got killed. He was shot, murdered in Roscoe Chicken and Waffle somewhere out in L.A. But like I say, if you work for it, you should be able to enjoy it. But you got to know, your limits. Because somebody can get you anywhere you go. Because people out here are hungry. People will get you anywhere you go. Me, myself, I hang out a lot. I go places. But most of the time, you're going to catch me in a t-shirt. I don't care if I had $1 million. You would catch me in a t-shirt. Because, I mean, money's good to have, but I don't die to get it. Because I can easily make it. And one of the sayings I get told, if I got a penny for every time I was told this statement, I'll be rich. People always tell me, if you do this, you do that, you'll have so much more money. And the funny thing about that, when people say that, they don't know how much money I have now. You just know what you see. You would never know how much money I have. I'm never going to be flashy or whatever. I can have $20 million. You're going to see me with t-shirts on. Basic. T-shirts. And you might see a hat with my initials. Because I promote myself before I promote anybody else. But that's just me. That's just how I do it. That's just like all the stuff that I make. If people shout me out, good. I appreciate it. But I don't shout it out to get the money. I just think, and this kind of arrogant statement, I'm like a BMW or a Jaguar. I don't really advertise, but I try to do good in my work. Because I'm going to get that money. I'm about getting the money. I don't care about the fame. That's just me. I'm not going to do a lot of advertising. Just like right now, I got enough orders for the next 2 to 3 weeks. Backed up with t-shirts, cakes and stuff. So it's like, you know, I'm just not going to flash it and show it off to somebody else. But I promote myself by trying to do good business. And like I said, if you go somewhere, you kind of got to know the area. Just know the area. But I'm about to end this. But remember, go to your bank and get your Christmas club started. Some Christmas clubs, you can put $250 a month. It's your limit. It's up to you. But that's all I have. I don't want to talk you all to death. Thanks for listening, and thanks for telling other people to listen. You know, if I get 20 views a week, I'm good. I talk to 20 people. You know, I don't have to get a lot. But I thank y'all. I'm out.